This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is the guest of honour at the Maldives' 60th Independence Day celebrations taking place now in the capital, Male. The Prime Minister is on a state visit to the Maldives at the invitation of President Mohamed Muizu. Yesterday, speaking at a state banquet hosted in his honour by President Muizu and First Lady Sajida Mohammed, Prime Minister Modi expressed his gratitude for the invitation and extended his best wishes to the people of the Maldives on their Independence Day. Prime Minister Modi held a meeting with Maldives Vice President Hussein Mohammed Latif today. The two leaders discussed the key pillars of the India-Maldives friendship, focusing on areas such as infrastructure, technology, climate change, energy and more. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that the close collaboration between the two nations has greatly benefited their people and both the countries look forward to deepening their partnership in the years to come. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Tuticorin this evening on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu. He will inaugurate the new terminal building of Tuticorin Airport at around 7:45 in the evening. Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stones and inaugurate various projects worth over 4,800 crore rupees. The Prime Minister will attend the Adi Thiruvathirai Festival of Chola Emperor Rajendra Chola I at Gangaikonda Cholapuram Temple in Ariyalur district. 17 parliamentarians have been awarded Sansad Ratna Awards 2025 in New Delhi today for their exemplary performances. These parliamentarians include Ravi Kishan and Dinesh Sharma from the BJP, Varsha Gaikwad from the Congress, Supriya Sule from NCPSP and Arvind Sawant from Shiv Sena UBT. The awards have been given by a non-government organisation. Talking to media on the occasion, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said this award is a recognition of the MP's outstanding performance. He also congratulated all the MPs who got this award today.
सांसद रत्न अवार्ड ये एक तरीके से प्राइम हमारे एमपीस का परफॉर्मेंस है उसको रिकॉग्निशन किया गया उनका अच्छा काम का उसका आउटस्टैंडिंग परफॉर्मेंस को रिकॉग्नाइज किया गया है तो मैं सारा एमपीस को बधाई देता हूं अभिनंदन करता हूं कि अवार्ड का वो सब हकदार है
Kargil Vijay Diwas is being celebrated today across the country to honour the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the 1999 Kargil War. The day marks the 26th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. President Draupadi Murmu paid tributes to the brave soldiers on Kargil Vijay Diwas today. In her message, the President said the day symbolizes the extraordinary valor, courage and steadfast determination of the country's soldiers. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh laid a wreath at the National War Memorial in New Delhi to honor the brave soldiers. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi said, During Operation Sindoor, the Indian Armed Forces showed the same valour as in Kargil, destroying Pakistan's terrorist infrastructure and achieving a decisive victory. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued notice to the Rajasthan Chief Secretary and Ajmer Police Commissioner over the reported death of a labourer after being buried in soil while digging a sewer pit in a powerhouse campus in Rajasthan. Taking Sewamota cognizance of media reports, the Commission has sought a detailed report on the matter within 2 weeks. In cricket, hosts England were 669 for 9 in their first innings against India on the penultimate day of the fourth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester when reports last came in. The hosts were leading by 311 runs a short while ago. Earlier, India were all out for 358 in their first innings. Currently, the visitors are trailing 1-2 in the five-match series. In chess, the final of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025 began today between Koneru Hampi and fellow Indian Divya Deshmukh in Batumi, Georgia. And with that, we end this news bulletin.